Largely under the radar, the Commerce Department has been building a network of public-private partnerships to boost U.S. manufacturing. It's working under a law from 2014 known as the ROMI Act, Revitalize American Manufacturing and Innovation. The Government Accountability Office finds Commerce needs to do more to encompass participation by other federal agencies who contribute people and money. Joining me with more, John Newman, Director of Natural Resources and Environmental Issues at the GAO. Good to have you back, Mr. Newman.
Good morning.
First of all, this program at Commerce has a new name, so let's get with the latest news. What is it called now, and what was it called?
It's called the Manufacturing USA Program.
Okay, and it had been called Innovation, had Innovation in the word.
Yes, it was previously known as the National Network for Manufacturing Innovation. It's probably a mouthful, so Manufacturing USA is more catchy.
And it sounds more like the language of the Trump administration, I guess.
Well, there's certainly bipartisan interest in this program, given the manufacturing sector is critical to the U.S. economy.
All right. Tell us what the program, how it's constituted and what it's supposed to do.
Sure. Essentially, it's a network of public-private institutes that promote various advanced manufacturing technologies, like 3D printing and lightweight metals technology. And these institutes are supposed to be a partnership between the federal government and other entities, such as nonprofits or universities, and it includes members, such as manufacturers, both large and small, that work together to move various advanced manufacturing technologies into the commercial marketplace.
So I guess maybe you could say that the ultimate goal would be for the United States to be able to profitably produce an iPhone-like product.
Right, to have a U.S. manufacturing sector and preserve jobs, increase the sector generally, as well as be in the forefront on research and development in various technologies.
And these institutes, how many are there of them, and are they all under the Commerce Department?
Currently, there's 11 institutes, and there are several agencies that are involved so far. The Department of Defense was the first agency to establish an institute. Then the Department of Energy also created one, and now Commerce just added one more to the network of 11. And there's four more planned in the next year.
And your report looked at the fact that other federal agencies besides those ones, Energy, Defense, and Commerce, also contribute to this. How does it all work mechanically? What is the program aspect of this?
So the Commerce Department has a coordinating and management role, and it's supposed to manage the activities of the institutes as well as coordinate them with other federal programs to ensure that all of the related federal programs are contributing to the network.
What would they contribute?
For example, there could be expertise that or funding from a specific program that, like the Department of Labor, has workforce development programs and expertise. So they could contribute potentially to an institute in helping to identify a workforce, train them for that, for the jobs coming out of that particular technology sector.
Anyone else besides labor?
Department of Education also could have a role in education programs, also specifically targeting manufacturing.
I'm just guessing, but maybe NIH or something could for drug manufacturing. Isn't that a big issue too?
Absolutely. The Commerce Department recently established a biopharmaceutical institute, and one of the goals of that is to ensure leadership in that sector. So any agency that has expertise would be useful in contributing to that institute.
So do these agencies need to be convinced to contribute? Because nobody has tons of money to go around for grants.
Well, certainly there's interagency collaboration that needs to take place, and the Commerce has that role of ensuring that it's coordinating well with these other agencies and with those agencies identify what roles and responsibilities they have in contributing to the network, what they can contribute. So it's up to each agency to contribute, and Commerce can't force them to contribute, but certainly they're very interested in contributing given the relationship to their own mission.
We're speaking with John Newman, Director of Natural Resources and Environment Team at the GAO, and you found that Commerce needs to have better governance of the agencies that contribute to it that are not directly part of it. And what did you mean by that, and what are you recommending?
Well, we found that Commerce was doing a good job of coordinating amongst the agencies that have institutes, like the Department of Defense, Energy, and Commerce, but it could strengthen its collaboration with other agencies that aren't currently in the network. For example, the Department of Labor, which has these workforce development programs and expertise, but it didn't have specific roles or responsibilities for contributing to the program.
Is there a specific program manager for the whole thing at Commerce, and is that the person that should be instituting this?
Yes, there's a national program office within the NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which has a coordinating role in other technology sectors, and was the office that was established to be responsible for the Manufacturing USA program.
So if Commerce did a better job, or NIST, I guess, is where the program office is located. Some of these, by the way, go back many, many years, don't they? They've had an automotive collaboration, I think, going back 20, 25 years.
Well, there's other manufacturing programs that have been in existence for a long time. For example, the Manufacturing Extension Program, the Defense Department's Manufacturing Technologies Program. But this is a newer program that was established 2014 to accelerate the development of various advanced manufacturing technologies.
So to get back to your report then, if Commerce was a little sharper at coordinating and bringing in these other agencies that contribute, they might get a bigger program out of it.
Certainly there's benefits to be gained by having all agencies with relevant expertise involved. And it's the requirement of the Act that created the program, as well as it will help ensure that they meet their program purposes.
I guess that's the next question. Is it too early to look at the program purposes and outcome to see whether they've produced anything yet? And if not, will you be looking at that?
Well, we identified the performance measures that they're currently using. Commerce, Defense, and Energy came up with some initial performance measures, but these are focused more on the short-term performance, like the numbers of interactions with students and educators, the number of members in the institutes, the sustainability of the institutes with private funding. But they haven't really developed long-term outcomes. So we'll be continuing to monitor the program and in future reports look at what success they've had in identifying long-term outcomes.
A long-term outcome might be an actual new technology that is exclusive to the United States that we're now manufacturing.
Exactly. I mean, some of the program purposes are pretty broad, like to create and preserve jobs. So figuring out a performance measure that gets at that will be challenging for Commerce.
And will you also be looking at the fact that many foreign countries send their best and brightest to United States universities to work on these very types of topics? And could the intellectual property that comes from federal funding, say, and there's a student from China or India or any one of these countries that are developed, and so that the whole thing could end up in those countries and not here?
Well, right now the foreign participation is up to the individual sponsoring federal agency. For example, the Department of Defense, or an institute that it sponsors, could determine that it's useful to have foreign expertise. So it'll be up to each institute to decide what kind of foreign participation.
And is that something that GAO might check out later on?
We haven't been asked specifically to look at that. We'll be looking, as this program goes forward, at the various metrics that they're establishing, how successful they are in establishing the networks, and to make them self-sustaining, which is one of the goals of the program. Is these institutes are supposed to be self-sustaining with non-federal funding over a 5 to 7 year period. So that's going to be a challenge for some of these institutes to continue to do.
We'll have to keep watching. John Newman is Director of Natural Resources and Environment Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll post a link to his report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.